they got married very young. They never had the money. They had such big families that they didn't have the money to go to school and go to college and learn all these good things. So my daughter fell in love with your son. Yeah. They got married, and they just maybe went to work in the grocery store or whatever was in their field, you know.
So where'd you meet your husband?
Well, you know, the funny thing is he lived up in Segundo all of his life. Uh-huh. I lived in Trinidad all of my life. Mm-hmm. And it took us 18 years before our paths actually crossed. He worked on the railroad at first.
Oh, really?
And then after he quit the railroad, he all of the Allendale homes, where I still live, it's a project up on top of the hill. Mm-hmm. He helped build them. He worked for Murray Investments. Mm-hmm. And then after he maintained them for, I'd say about 10 years. Mm-hmm. And then the government decided this renting, you know, how they destroy property. So he was a maintenance man for about 10 years. And then when Murray Investment decided that they were going to bulldoze the whole project, and then he got the contract for to paint and repair all the shakes on all, there was 110 houses. And so he was up there doing all of this here. Yeah. Then the government finally decided to sell all of these houses.
Yeah.
And that's what he did. And then he worked, he built the Safeway store, the Holiday Inn. He was kind of a master of all trades, you know. Yeah. There was just about wasn't anything that he couldn't do.
Right. So did he have people work for him? Did he have
his own? Yes.
That sounds good. What was his, he was Italian, what was he Catholic as well then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know what his education was? How far along he got?
Well, he only got to graduate to 12th grade.
Okay.
And then his brother went off to the service, and he was killed in the service.
Oh, really?
And so...
World War II?
Mm-hmm. He was at the Battle of the Bulge.
Yeah. Where was that? Do you remember?
What?
Okay. I just was curious. Name rings a bell, but I can't think of it. Tell me about the community a little bit, how it's changed since you've been here.
Well,
I assume it's changed
a lot, because when the mines closed down,
That
hurt us quite a bit.
Right.
Because we had a lot of miners, we had a lot of pensioners, and then when the mines closed, well, most of the people either retired or left town. And some were too young for a pension, so they had to go elsewhere and get another job. And at one time, growing up, when I was in high school, well, during the war, every single building in Trinidad was full. There was a business place in every single store. And then, of course, the economy as it is today, well, it's just pretty hard for people to stay in business. They just they really can't afford the utilities in these big buildings anymore.
Right.
But like you take the Colombian Hotel there on the corner there, that was a great place. They used to have a big, wonderful restaurant in there. They had a bar. They had a nice little dancing